Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Continuing discussing the amount of Dayanim that are needed, the Mishnah tells us, Dinei Nefashos, when dealing with capital crimes, judging capital crimes, is Be'eser Mishlosha, that requires a court of 23 judges. Now, continuing that idea, Haroveya V'Hanirba, if you have an animal, say a male animal that has had relations with a human woman, which is forbidden, and Vahanirva, or a female animal has had relations with a human male, both those animals need to be killed. And the halach is that is done by Esu Mishlosha, even though it's only an animal, it still is judged by a court of 23. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Farakta Asaisha Vesabahema, that you kill both the woman, if she does it on purpose, Vesabahema, and the animal, both of them get killed, and that is a hekesh, what's called in the Torah, the connection between the two words, teaches us that just like the human being requires a panel of 23 judges, so also the animal does as well. The Omer, it says regarding, instead of a human woman, but a human man, it says, Vasa behema tarogu, it says, together with the man, the behema, the animal, also gets killed. Again, connecting both the female animal and the male animal to their female or male counterpart, and therefore both of them require a court of 23. Shor HaNiskol, if you have a ox that needs to be stoned, and that's because, let's say, it killed a human being, but Esther Mishlosha, that also gets judged by 23. Shenemar, Hashor Yisrael V'Gamba, Olav Yumas, the animal gets stoned, and the owner also dies. Now, that is not referring to a death at the hands of the court, but rather it is the Misa Bidei Shemayim, at the hands of heaven, unless he pays kofar, which is an atonement payment. And we learn out from that pasuk of that just like we put the Shor Yisrael, all of you must, the Kamisas HaBa'olim Kach Misas HaShor, just like the death of the human being is, if a court actually does it, even though not, in this case it's not done by a court, but if a court were to kill somebody, it's done by 23. So also the death of the animal is done, the ox is also done with 23. Hazeev v'ha'ari. Now we're going to list a group of animals, a wolf or a lion, hadov, a bear, v'hanomer, and a leopard, v'abardalos. Different explanations of what a bardalos is, some sort of a praying animal, v'hanochash, and a snake. All of these are misasan be'esrim u'shlosha. They also would be killed at the with the court of 23. However, Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, kol hakodim lahargan zacha. Whoever gets first ability to kill them, his zacha is merited because they are a danger to people, and therefore you got to take them out at the earliest opportunity and not to wait for them to be judged by a court. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Misasan be'esim u'shlosha. No, they are killed by 23. Now, this seems to be the exact same thing as the Tanakhama, who said you needed 23, and the Gemara explains the difference that Rabbi Akiva distinguishes between other animals and a nochash and a snake, that he agrees that the other animals require 23. However, when it comes to the nochash, to the snake, he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that kol hakodim lahargo zacha, that whoever gets there first merits to kill the snake. He got the snake out of the world. The Tanakhama holds that even the snake requires a court of 23.